Urban Nutcracker transports the audience to a world that delivers classic ballet along with urban tap, jazz, and a few other dance and musical surprises. And here's a surprise also. We have in the studio with us is Waverly Lucas. And Waverly Lucas, welcome to 91.9. Can you hear me good?
Yes, I can. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for stopping by. Now, tell us a little bit about, this is a new year. So that means it's a new performance, and it's called Urban Nutcracker. Tell us a little bit about this.
Okay, well, the Urban Nutcracker was based off of Auburn Avenue, Sweet Auburn Avenue. And originally what we did, we focused the ballet in the Yates and Milton drugstore on Auburn Avenue. There are references to certain things such as the Blue Moon Bakery, of course, the pound cake from Blue Moon Bakery, from the research that we did, really understanding the essence of Auburn Avenue and what things were special about Auburn Avenue. One of the things we wanted to do was we wanted to celebrate African-American culture. We wanted to represent it in a way where it's coming from us, our story, so that people can see, oh, wow, we could turn this around. This could be a Chinese family. Mm-hmm. This could be an Hispanic family. You name it. It could be any Asian, any type of other culture. And the people would be relevant. The characters were real characters. Detail has been taken so that our first act is relevant, especially our party scene, which many of the Nutcrackers you will see, you'll be waiting to get to the second act. With ours, we will take you along because it's a party the whole time. You know, it's a celebration, and I think the audience will be engaged completely.
And this is a celebration, a journey through dance and the arts. And you have some characters that we need to get familiar with in the Urban Nutcracker, like the reggae ragdolls.
The reggae ragdolls,
and
that's
right. Arabian dancers, and the Black Russian.
Black Russian.
And then there's Mother Spice. And tell us about the characters, if you can.
Okay, well, we wanted characters that had relevance to the original story, the original characters in Nutcracker, but that reflected more of our culture in the African diaspora. You know? And so that's why we brought in characters such as the reggae ragdolls, the Black Russian, of course. When I was in the Soviet Union, when I was a dancer with the Dance Theater of Harlem, that was one of the things that I was amazed when I saw, oh, wow, there are Black Russians. You know, there really are Black Russians.
Yes.
And so, you know, it just shows that, you know, we're all over the world. We're everywhere. And we're a part of society. And so, you know, with that, I think it should be something that we celebrate. And this is what I feel that we've managed to do with Urban Nutcracker is we've maintained our African-American heritage and infuse our cultural significance as well, which is more global.
The Urban Nutcracker is taking place this coming Thursday, and that's at the First Center for the Arts at Georgia Tech. And for you to we gave away a pair of tickets earlier. We'll be giving away some more tickets here on 91.9. Now, the Bal Ethnic Dance Company is located here in East Point.
Right in East Point on Cheney Street. In the cul-de-sac, and like I said, we love being close. We're right near Atlanta, but we're a little bit out of the way, so that pretty much we get to do our thing. We have a little special event. We have a lot of special events there at our facility, and fortunately, it's going to be even bigger and better in the upcoming future because we were recipients of a major grant for our capital campaign to really renovate our studio, our facilities and grounds and everything. And that was from the Letty Pate Evans Foundation. And we are very pleased with that. And we're really happy that the city of Atlanta's cultural project has brought in. They've come and stepped up and actually provided extra performances for students, Atlanta school students, to come and see us perform. And so that's really exciting for us. And that means a lot because we were cut drastically in our funding by the Fulton County Arts Council this year. Oh. And we were really nervous as to whether we could survive But we had, you know, like I said, I think it was obvious that there was a divine mission beyond it. And so even though that was a drastic cut, there were others that stepped up and that continue to step up. And we feel that there will be more that step up to make sure that we have another 25 years.
Yes, you can find a way and make a way.
That's right.
Yes, indeed. Now, opening on November 20th through the 23rd.
Correct. We actually have school shows the 19th and 20th.
Okay.
So we have, bussing in school children, and we'll be performing Act 2 of the Urban Nutcracker for them. And then the regular shows begin the 20th through the 23rd.
Now, I was peeping on your, strolling through your Facebook page. Now, you have a lot of young faces there involved with the Nutcracker.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It's definitely a community project. We have young faces and we have older faces because we wanted it to reflect the old traditions of the African-American family, of how the generations got together and passed on information. And as you watch the dances, you'll see each generation shows their version of the dances, what each one is doing. And that goes back to my experience with my grandmother and my parents and everything as we were children, and the children would have their moment to show what they're doing now and so on. And it was really fascinating. And I think that's something that I cherish. And I think others that see it will cherish it as well.
So did you get your quarter for a dance?
Oh, definitely.
Well, how can people in the community find out more about the Urban Nutcracker and also maybe for the next year if they want to get involved with your dance company?
Contact us through www.ballethnic.org. Or call the studio at 404-762-1416. And then always you can contact us through Facebook, our Facebook page, Ballethnic Dance Company, Inc.
All right. Thank you, Waverly Lucas, for stopping by WCLK. And congratulations to you for another year presenting. This is a family tradition. It goes on every year. And looking forward to seeing the performance as well.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
And much success.
Thank you.
Thank you.
91.9 FM WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. That's Waverly Lucas from the Ballethnic Dance Company. Urban Nutcracker this year, that's Thursday, November 20th at First Center for the Arts at Georgia Tech. And again, you can enjoy the urban tap, the jazz, the classic ballet, and more surprises. Keep your dial set to 91.9 FM WCLK. We are Atlanta's Jazz Station.